caveman like you. You girl, up.
Caveman come from the land of Gaga, brave and strong were he. Caveman come from the land of Gaga, 20th century B.C. Caveman find himself a maiden, daughter of the king. Oogla smile and give him big eyes, and these words to her he sing.
Oogla, puppy, fill up the hip you on. Oogla, puppy, fill up the hip you on. Oogla, puppy, fill up the hip you on.
Oogla glad he came along. Caveman shy and very bashful, don't know what to say. Him so shy he don't say nothing as he dragging her away. Took her to his cave in Gaga, there to have a ball. Then he show her caveman etchings that were scratched up on the wall.
Oogla, humbucky, fill up the hip you want. Oogla, humbucky, fill up the hip you want. Oogla, humbucky, fill up the hip you want.
Oogla glad he came along. Caveman love for her grow colder, heart made out of stone. Oogla find herself a boulder, break his head made out of bone. Caveman know from aching headphone that her love was true. So he growled to maiden softly, caveman want to marry you.
Oogla, humbucky, fill up the hip you want. Oogla, humbucky, fill up the hip you want. Oogla, humbucky, fill up the hip you want.
Oogla glad he came along.
Oh.
Ooh, I broke my hip bone.
It took me a while to figure out what he's singing.
Does he sing,
I love your hip bone?
I love your hip bone, but I think it'd be better if I broke my hip bone because it's a caveman. That was Terry Phil, caveman.
You play Terry Phil on every single show. I did the first and you did the second. He's a good guy.
It's a good guy. By the way, this is...
Wait, the echo button? Golly gosh, OG, volume 3! No, it's actually
that
number 4.
That was way too fast and no echo.
Why is there no echo? Let's forget about this. It's Golly gosh, OG, and it's not volume 3, it's the fourth episode
fourth
already.
Episode.
Yes. Welcome. That's us again.
Did you miss us already?
Oh, well. I have a record for you. You all know this, a classic, a hit, a cheap record. And the reason why I'm playing this is the following. When I was a teenager in my little, I was like a small town loser here in the near. And a friend of mine in school, he had, no, that's not different. I was always a big fan of radio, and there were a few radio stations that played the stuff I liked. And I could go more into this now because I was just one that I was always on the roof with an antenna and doing things like that. And I recorded every single show of a series that was called Aus meiner Rocktasche. That was, I think, an old man in a wheelchair from Munich who played, obviously, all the Bear Family and Buffalo Bob compilations here on the German FM radio in the 90s. And later I found out that this was the longest running radio show in German radio land ever. And I don't know that. I learned that just a few years ago. But yeah, that's how I started all this stuff with this show. And I remember when there was a guy in my school who had, now, believe it or not, he had a CD recorder. He came to school and said, man, I just bought a thing that can burn CDs. And he invited me and said, hey, I can burn your CD. And so I brought him all my tapes and I put a little compilation together. And that was my very first self-made CD burned compilation. And the first song on that was, a recording from that radio show. And it is a classic. It's Dick Curlis, Traveling Man.
I rode the rods from Frisco down to New Orleans. Seen every town and city, well I guess there is to see. But I'll keep right on going just because I am. Traveling man, traveling man.
I shipped out on freighters going out to sea. I got a gal in every port waiting just for me. Well, I don't know why they're waiting. They all know that I am a traveling man, traveling man. I need someone to love me, some place to call my own. Where a little girl to keep me there till I lose this urge to roam. But I know I'll never find her, all because I am traveling man, traveling man. Weary, lonesome traveling man.
Record I just played, it kind of sounded that way. It wasn't the best quality, but yeah, I pulled out my 78 needle for today. I want to play a few 78s for you guys.
This and that's was... a good idea. We should have done that before already.
We don't have that many, because bringing them from the States or shipping them here, it's not cheap and
it's dangerous. I mean, most of them don't survive.
That was Shelly Lee Alley and his Alley Cats.
What a name.
Shelly
Lee Alley's Alley Cats.
Hang your pretty things by my bed.
Cute. That's great.
Can I hang my ugly things by your bed,
Brandon? But it's good. I'm excited to play some 78s here. I don't have much to offer, but it's really interesting. And they sound so good sometimes. This one didn't, but we have some more that you're just going to notice like, wow, this is it. And yeah, this was it. Yes, you heard Dick Curless, Traveling Man, just a great record. And I think he sings Traveling Maine because he was actually from the state of Maine. Yes, I have something equally obvious here. The Jivatones, Flirty Gertie on Felstead. Great.
Flirty Gertie's back in town and she's got plenty love to do. Flirty Gertie,
Flirty Gertie,
Flirty Gertie,
Flirty Gertie,
Flirty Gertie, oh, what you do to me? All the guys down at the store, they all shout and cry for joy. Gertie steps inside the door, they all cry for Flirty Gertie.
Plain
That's what it is. This is one of the records that sounded so good.
Yeah, this is the older 78. This is
That's actually Shellac, is it?
Yeah, I think so.
Yes,
This is Charlie Gore on King label, Oh Miserable Love.
Another guy that keeps repeating
miserable.
In this show.
Miserable.
Yeah, funny. Yeah, Charlie Gore. We played Black Diamond last time. Man, what a hit. What did I want to tell you? Yes, I wanted to tell you about Flirty Girlie by the Jivertones. I don't know. When I heard this song first, I didn't know who it is. It was somewhere playing and I didn't know. And I always thought, man, this voice of the singer, he sounds just like Tudor Boatman. I love Tudor Boatman depression blues. And to me, that sounds just like him. And I was trying to look for the record. I have an LP, an old white label of LP of Tudor Boatman. And of course, yeah, the depression blues is not on there. So I just grabbed something else. That's pretty good. Rod Willis, the guy we all know from The Cat. Great guy. He did a 45 on Chick Records. And this is a wonderful sounding a gospel bopper, I would say. I'm not sure, is that Hank Garland on guitar? I don't know, but it just sounds so good. Here it is.
One time there was an old man with a very crooked nose. He lived inside a locker and they called him Old Man Mo. One dark and dreary morning, I knocked up on the door. I didn't hear a single sound and I ain't gonna do it no more. I believe,
Old Man,
I believe,
Old Man,
I believe. I believe,
Old Man,
I believe,
Old Man,
that Old Man holds his thing. I believe Mose kicked the bucket.
Yeah, man, buck, buck, bucket.
Oh. I believe Mose kicked the bucket, that Old Man holds his thing. Now I believe
he kicked the bucket.
I believe,
buck, buck, bucket.
Oh. I believe Mose kicked the bucket, that Old Man holds his thing. I went around to his window and I peeped in through a crack. Inside there was an old man lying flat upon his back. I thought that he was sleeping, his hand hung on the floor. He didn't make a single sound and I ain't gonna do it no more. Cause I found out,
Old Man,
I found out,
Old Man,
I found out. I found out,
Old Man,
I found out,
Old Man,
that Old Man holds his thing. Now I found out Mose kicked the bucket.
Yeah, man, buck, buck, bucket.
I found out Mose kicked the bucket, that Old Man holds his thing. Now I found out
he kicked the bucket.
I found out
buck, buck, bucket.
I found out Mose kicked the bucket, that Old Man holds his thing.
Nestled in the hills of Mexico, where many men have perished in search of shining gold. Old timers tell a story from the mountains to the sea. I'll tell you the wearisome story just as it was told to me. Sun steals off to rest behind the purple hill, and darkness sweeps the valley and everything is still. A cry will break the silence as the moon begins to pale. It's the call of the devil's rider as he rides that haunted trail. Thank you. so they say, and heard his mournful cry. The hot breath from his pantos like the lightning from the sky. And far into the darkness you'll hear this lonesome wail, the call of the devil's rider as he rides that haunted trail. Story really true, or is it all a lie? Or could it be a warning from the maker in the sky? The legend of the valley, a sad and wearisome tale, the call of the devil's rider as he rides that haunted trail.
Wow.
I've been waiting to play that one for a really long time.
Yes.
This is one of my favorite records I own, even though it's a 78, so I don't play it too often, but it shouldn't be played too often.
It's in good
Call
condition,
of the
though.
Devil's Rider, Ted West. When I found, we discovered this record, and then we were looking for it for a while.
On the internet,
then,
on eBay.
And one day we just found it, and we were both together, and we were freaking out. Like it was like, I don't know, three-year-olds fighting over a toy.
Screaming on the floor like kids. Because we found this record, we couldn't find it anywhere. It is completely like, it is an undiscovered record, I would say.
It does exist on a 45.
It does exist on a 45.
Some information
never
about it, but we'd never seen it. So we got the 78 and I'm happy with that.
And the story was that I think I remembered what was on the flip. What was the A side? I think A and B side were flipped on the 78 and on the 45 and on the wrong side of the road. And I saw this and like, oh yeah, $3, whatever. No, wait a second. Isn't that the
flip it over,
Google it. And we were screaming on the floor finding this for $3.
Never like, seen either. Wow. I was freaked out about finding a
that
record.
That was a really good find.
Yeah.
The next dollar is a $100 record, but I'm still happy to play it. But I wanted... what?
From $3 to $100.
Yes. Which is, I mean, this record collecting thing, it's an expensive hobby. It's. I wish it wasn't that way. Well, there are quite a few records that we spent money for that people could, I don't know, pay their rent from, but yeah, it's a horrible addiction. But what did I want to say before? Yes, I wanted to say that before I played Rod Willis, Old Man Moe's, and I said, it's probably Hank Garland on guitar. Then I heard it again and I thought, is it Grady Martin? I don't know. And I Googled this and I couldn't find it out. So if anybody can help me with that, these are definitely my favorite guitarists. I love Hank Garland and I'm totally in love with Grady Martin. He's got the perfect sound, the perfect playing. He's playing simple and effective. And I couldn't tell who played on this, but it must be one of those or somebody else. Tell me if you find out. Yes, we got an email address. It's info. No, it. What is it? Mail? Mail at gollygosh.org.de. Nobody's going to write to this ever. But we have a comment section now on this website we run. There is a comment section. You can say that you hate us and you want us to die. You can tell us all those things. And I'm going to tell you something else. The next record.
What's your name, by the way?
Oh, I don't know. What's your name? by the way, what's your name? Pretty baby.
My name is
Now this time for the echo.
Highfalutin Mama.
And me?
I don't know. Tell you.
Mighty Mishka. I noticed that this show called Golly Gosh OG is, I think the more I hear the name, the more I think it's totally stupid. But yeah, that's part of the challenge. We chose it like an hour before the first show, and that's how it is now.
I like it.
I like it, kind of. It some things may be stupid every once in a while. The next record is also a country gospel thing that has... we discovered this, I think, on a compilation somewhere, and I thought, what is this? What the hell is that? And then somehow a copy popped off. And it is Della Hicks on the Ruby label, When the Devil Taps You on the Back. And yes, it is spelled just like this, When D-E... D-E-B-B-E-L taps you on D-E back. Not sure why that is, but it's sort of a haunting, just fantastic country gospel. I mean, just check that out.
When the devil taps you on the back, just a turn around, I say. Then he snaps with your fingers in his face, and I pray, my brother, pray.
Oh, Lord, oh, pray, brother, pray. Oh, my brother, pray, brother, pray. Devil taps you on the back, pray, brother, pray.
If the devil takes you by the hand, do his the thing to do. Keep that angel on your shoulder, for she will see you through.
Oh, Lord, oh, pray, brother, pray. Oh, my brother, pray, brother, pray.
You sinner.
When the devil taps you on the back, pray, brother, pray.
Devil, he am looking round in every little nook. If he gets you in his clutches tight, then brother, you've been took.
Oh, Lord, oh, pray, brother, pray. Oh, my brother, pray, brother, pray. When the devil taps you on the back, pray, brother, pray.
So take care of that little angel and keep her always near. Cause winter on your shoulder, man, the devil will take care.
Oh, Lord, oh, pray, brother, pray.
Oh, my brother,
oh, pray, brother, pray. Oh, when the devil taps you on the back, pray, brother, pray.
This devil, he am evil. This devil, he am cruel. This devil am a smart one, man. He ain't nobody's fool.
Oh, Lord, oh, pray, brother, pray.
Oh, my brother,
oh, pray, brother, pray. The devil taps you on the back. Pray, brother. Pray.
Ooh-wee.
It was the Tennessee Ghost.
Ooh-wee.
It was the Tennessee Ghost. I was riding down a lonely road way down in Tennessee. The time was nearly midnight. It was dark as it could be.
Dark as it could be.
When all at once I heard the sound of music from afar. That good old country music of a fiddle and guitar.
Fiddle and guitar. Ooh-wee.
It was the Tennessee Ghost. It was the Tennessee Ghost. A fiddling and a picking like a thousand men or more. The strangest mountain music you've ever heard before.
Ooh-wee.
A mighty man was he.
That ghost of the mountain way down in Tennessee.
So I rode on down the valley, and suddenly I saw that giant hillbilly. My soul was filled with awe.
My soul was filled with awe.
1 foot was in the valley, 1 foot was on a hill. A roar came down like thunder. He was laughing fit to kill.
Laughing fit to kill. Ooh-wee.
It was the Tennessee Ghost.
Ooh-wee.
It was the Tennessee Ghost. A fiddling and a picking like a thousand men or more. The strangest mountain music you've ever heard before.
Ooh-wee.
A mighty man was he.
That ghost of the mountain way down in Tennessee.
Ooh-wee. Ooh-wee. That ghost of the mountain way down in Tennessee.
Another version, I guess I played on the second show, which I totally forgot.
You keep repeating yourself.
I do that a lot in general, but
I think the word Tennessee and ghost and train and haunting, these words seem to appear.
There's actually quite a few. I even have a Tennessee Ghost Train record. I have, yeah. But anyway, this is Tennessee Hillbilly Ghost. Maybe this is original because it's on 78 by Terry Preston.
What does it say? Who wrote this song?
Terry Preston. So who wrote it? It says Smith Peterson.
Whoever these guys are.
Anyway.
A great song. I couldn't decide which version I like better. I tend to like this version. I don't know. They're good. Yes, and I have something completely different now. I'm not playing an original 45 now because I don't have it. Wayne Cochran.
Cheater.
Yes, it feels like cheating, but hey, I mean, who really cares about that? But you should care about Wayne Cochran. You know Wayne Cochran, do you? That's the guy with the hair. If you don't know what he looks like, Google him right now. He was really fascinating. He had some rockabilly records in the 50s, and he in the 60s, he was sort of a white James Brown impersonator. He was not an impersonator. He was just a really, really convincing and an authentic soul artist in the 60s. And there's a video of him playing a few things, and this guy is really good. He's got a great voice, great performance, and he had that crazy hair, and he made quite a few records. And I still saw some footage of him appearing in an 80s or 90s talk show as a trashy guest or something. But he may be something to laugh about when you have no idea about all this kind of stuff. But man, this guy was serious. He was pretty good. And this is one of his early records, Liza Janes. I have The Coup, which is a kind of disturbing record on the original 45, but I don't have this one. But I wanted to play it also because another guitarist thing. It's Liza Jane, and somehow something tells me I hear James Burton on guitar. Probably that's wrong, and I don't know why my head keeps thinking this, but it's another challenge for you. Find out who plays guitar.
All those quizzes where you didn't all those quizzes. This,
yes,
show.
You can't win anything, but you can win. What could we offer? You can win another episode of Golly Gosh OG if you tell me who plays guitar on Wayne Cochran's Liza Jane. What a killer!
Tries to pose so cross-eyed, that is a fact. When she cries, them tears roll down her back, but goodness sake, I love her, that freckle-faced gal of mine. Sticks got kin folks by the dozens. All the farmers in them hills says she's her little cousin. Turned up nose, great big toe. She ain't so pretty when she tries to pose. So cross-eyed, that is a fact. When she cries, them tears roll down her back. But goodness sake, I love her, that freckle-faced gal of mine. So cross-eyed, that is a fact. When she cries, them tears roll down her back. But goodness sake, I love her, that freckle-faced gal of mine.
That's a mean and funny record.
I just realized what he said. I was always wondering, why are tears running down her back? I was like, oh, because she's cross-eyed. And I just got that and I couldn't stop laughing. Yeah, that was Tommy Scott, Freckle-Faced Gal on Federals.
A good one. Yes, and did you hear that guitar? That sounded to me like a mix of borrowed guitar theme from something between Sugarfoot Rag and, you might know this, They Went Round by Les and Helen Tussie, a great record. And yeah, somehow it reminded me of that, the chords and the melody. And I have a record now, since I played Liza Jane by Wayne Cochran. Here's a record that's also just a classic rockabilly. That's just a hit. And it's Johnny Fall and Wild Streak. And I got this off of a guy in Italy, I think. And the record came, and I think we destroyed it while we opened it. It was somehow, I don't know, we cut in the package or anything. And
I don't think we did.
Nobody knows what actually happened, but... No. The record turned out to break. There was a chunk that was loose on the edge of the record. And I thought, oh no. And it was also not necessarily a cheap record. And I did something, yeah, I mean, at least to be able to play it, I glued it with super glue. I didn't think it would work, but the record was unplayable until then. And it kind of worked. It does play. The record is in perfect condition if there wasn't be this crack at the end. But you're going to hear a popping. And I think the first two or three revolutions, you're going to hear a loud pop. That's where the super glue is. But then I think it plays nice.
But we were also really lucky because we did buy this from someone on a record group that I'm in touch with. And so it was really nice because he was really sorry.
Nice, yes.
He sent lots of extra records on from his label.
Yes.
To good say guy. I'm sorry. And so
I forgot his name.
We didn't ask for money back because we're not sure if it was, we really don't know what happened.
But
so,
these things do happen. Yeah. I mean, that's just, sometimes.
If it was lucky on eBay or Discogs or somewhere else, I don't think we would have been lucky as to say, hey, this broke. Well, that's your own fault.
Yeah.
So.
But I think this entire record collecting scene is all, guys are all very private. That's like a big family.
I think 80% or.
Probably, yeah. Yes. And that's good. And I think, among these few people who do those kind of things, we got five of them listen to our show, and we're happy about that.
All five people we know. We already have three comments. That might be
four of those are from me. No. Okay. Before I keep talking useless things here, Johnny Fall and Wild Streak. I hope it plays all the way through.
Wild streak, I'm just a boy with a wild streak. Wild streak, wild streak, I'm just a boy with a wild streak. But baby, I'm not really bad like they say I am. They say I'm not good, but I'll get you in a jam. They tell you I'm bad, just look at them and smile and say he's really a good boy. He's just
just a little while. It's true every time they see you, I got your lipstick smeared, my dear. It doesn't mean I'm a bad boy, it just means my love's sincere. When I look at you with my cool, wicked smile, it doesn't mean I'm a bad boy, it just means I'm a little wild. Wild streak, I'm just a boy with a wild streak. Wild streak, wild streak, I'm just a boy with a wild streak. I go too far, but with the promise of the moon and stars. But then you go too far, saying house, kids and car. Baby, we're just two kids waiting to walk the aisle to prove we love each other. Sometimes we get a little wild. Wild streak, wild.
Gal, just get out of my face and let me be. Cause you ain't got nothing to say that I want to hear. I just found out that you're two-faced. I mean just plain old-fashioned two-faced.
Two-woo-woo-fay-yay-yays. Two-woo-woo-fay-yay-yays. Don't you talk to me, cause you're two-woo-woo-fay-yay-yay-yay-yay.
You told me that you loved me and you'd be just mine alone. You said that we'd be married and we'd have a happy home. I met a guy in town last night that used to go with you. He said he knew a dozen men you shot that same line to.
Two-woo-woo-fay-yay-yays. Two-woo-woo-fay-yay-yays. Don't you talk to me, cause you're two-woo-woo-fay-yay-yay-yays.
Other night I had a date to take you to a dance. I couldn't wait to see you, I was aching to romance. I waited until 10:30 and then I went to town. I saw a guy with a big new car riding you around.
Two-woo-woo-fay-yay-yays. Two-woo-woo-fay-yay-yays. Don't you talk to me, cause you're two-woo-woo-fay-yay-yay-yays. Yay-yays, two-woo-woo-fay-yay-yays. Don't you talk to me, cause you're two-woo-woo-fay-yay-yay-yay-yays.
Two-faced.
That's one of those 78s. I mean, did you hear that? Did you hear how great really that sounds?
This is a Decca 78 with a pink label. Howington Brothers.
The Howington Brothers. Cool really record. Love that song. Great. We got a technical experiment here to
technical.
Make. Do you hear me? I mean, my microphone?
Yes,
I'm
kind
of off. I'm not. Okay. We have on one record player, there's the, obviously, on one record player is a 78 stylus. On the other is a 45 stylus. And I have a promo copy of Louisiana Red right on roulette. And it's a 45 and it is obviously pressed on vinyl because it looks like it. And I played it and I thought, man, it looks great, but it sounds like crap. It is a completely destroyed Hammett record. Listen to this. Just a test. I guess you hear that by now. It's all the way through. It sounds like
really
this.
I don't really hear much of anything except a crackle.
Yes. So, I'm going to show you something. This is crazy. Oh, I need a puck. Hey.
Wait.
All right. Change so,
oh, wait,
now.
Not 75. But
45. I'm going to play the same record now.
On that way?
Are you going to tell them how you know this?
Come on.
I'm going to play the same record now on a 78 stylus. I don't know what happens sometimes when with these pressings. I don't know what the technical details are, but for some reason, this 45 sounds perfect on a 78.
Right on, losing a red, right on. Left my home in Vicksburg, started traveling north. Made it to New Orleans where the buzz was taking off. Citizen committee giving way to fair. You don't like this South boy, just go on away from here. Right on, losing a red, right on. Right on to your freedom, make the northern state your home. We rode into Streetport where we were supposed to eat. And when I got my sandwich, I had to eat it on the street. Right on, losing a red, right on. Right on to your freedom, make the northern state your home. To old Little Rock, had made another state, where it took the whole U.S. Army to make one school in a grade. Right on, losing a red, right on. Right on to your freedom, make the northern state your home. Now I'm here in New York, and I'm doing fine, having me a ball above the Mason-Dixie line. Right on, losing a red, right on. Right on to your freedom, make the northern state your home. Yeah, it's my home, I ain't going down there no more. Same thing in Georgia.
Same thing in Georgia, and I guess probably in many other places too. A great record. That's a classic.
But at first we were really wondering why. And the reason how we got the idea to even try it was 78.
Oh, yes.
Stylus.
Now this is a shout out.
It was actually someone that Fairbill introduced to me to a show that I love dearly.
You should know
Truckers,
that.
Shuckers, Freaks, and Geeks.
This is great.
G-minus
this,
Mark.
I have no idea how I found this. And thoughts? It wasn't, I think, for the last 10 or whatever years. That's been part of my life, was listening to a fantastic radio podcast that a guy did. His name is G-minus Mark, and he has a podcast called Truckers, Shuckers, Freaks, and Geeks. You can Google that. And they, I think he changed his podcast site like four times or something. And I back up all the copies, and I still listen to every single show of his. And he's kind of like our inspiration for probably what we're doing here. So check out Truckers, Shuckers, Freaks, and Geeks. You're going to love that. He's a great guy, and he's really fun to listen to. And he actually played this with, what was the record that he introduced to us that he played on a 78 style? That was Fool I Am, Pat Ferguson. He had that copy, and I don't know why he tried to play it on a 78 stylus. I think just because he noticed that the 45 stylus sounded like crap. And then I thought, then I dug out all my bad sounding records, and I thought, man, this is definitely one of them. Yes. Great. Thank you, Mark. Not just for that. Thank you for all the things, all the shows you did in the past. And this is now, what is this? A little popcorn here. Rhinoceros. I mean, how can you pass a record that called Rhinoceros? Stan Robinson.
Rhinoceros.
Here we go. ¶¶
If I had the hide of a rhinoceros, still I wouldn't win. If I had the hide of a rhinoceros, she'd still get under my skin. Yeah, she'd still get under my skin. If I had the heart of a lion, fierce and strong and true. If I had the heart of a lion, you'd break my heart in two. Yeah, you'd break my heart in two. If I had the heart of a rhinoceros, the heart of a lion too, you could pierce my heart and break my heart. But baby, I'd still love you. Yes, baby, I'd still love you.
Shining and the stars were bright. The world seemed so peaceful, as still as a mouse, till I got to the neighborhood haunted house. Had a feeling something funny was going on. Noticed I was far from being alone. I overheard a ghost to another sailor to the haunted house boogie in a ghostly way. Well, my knees started knocking and I almost froze. I started into trembling from my head to my toes. Remembered all the times when I used to boast what I'd do if I ever met a real live ghost. Sudden I heard the shuffle, yes, the shuffle of the feet, doing the haunted house boogie with the ghostly beat. Well, I hadn't been drinking, so it must have been true. You might not believe it, but I'm telling you. My heart started pounding and I shut my eyes. Then I says, dear Lord, I'm much too young to die. Enough at last, I got away from there and I got away fast, until I couldn't hear the shuffle of the feet doing the haunted house boogie with the ghostly beat.
Why did she do that?
Ghostly beat. That was Haunted House Boogie. Happy Wilson on MGM.
Happy Wilson. Yeah, he sounded pretty happy for having a haunted house.
It says non-breakable. Should we try to figure that out?
Nope, we're not going to try that out.
I don't know why they put that on there, but anyway.
That's often the case with those. Yeah. The MGM called it non-breakable. I think all those, you know, things between shellac and vinyl, they have like non-breakable, unbreakable, indestructible. Incredible. I don't know. The next record is incredible. This is also a cheap find on the ugly-looking VJ label, the later VJ label. It's Big Buddy K. His name is actually Buddy Culp. And he had a record, quite a few records. And this went under the name, what was it? Something with Bermuda shorts, white sneakers, and Bermuda shorts. And absolutely, it is an absolutely horrible record. It's disgusting. It's a poppy, it's a teen poppy la 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 thing. And somehow I found this thing and I found the B side of it and I turned it around. And there is a monster on the other side that couldn't be more different than the main side. Lumber City. This record has an incredible sound. I have to turn this down. I'm going to put this on half volume.
Turn it up, turn it up.
You should turn it up. It's going to be all crazy.
It's one of the loudest, clear. We actually DJed this at a
concert. We DJed that somewhere, and the sound guy came to me and said, "What is that?"
He said it's one of the clearest, loudest records he's ever heard in all the DJ sessions he's ever
done. And I could definitely agree with that. And the song really is great. It's way cool. Great. Listen to the sound. Listen to the lyrics. This is way cool. Big
it's
Buddy
make
K.
My record sound kind
of
crappy.
Yes, you have a record queued up that is just so great, but it's not in the best of conditions. But let's try this out. Here we go.
I was born in Lumber City, a little South Georgia town. Grew 6 foot tall and 2 foot wide. Ain't no man put me down, Lord, no man put me down. I worked 8 years for the railroad, just now 23. I done 2 years on the old chain gang, and dying don't scare me none, dying don't scare me. I gotta leave old Lumber City, Lord, I gotta ship this town. Rise above this trouble and all this rubble, gonna take me a look around. See the rich man reap more money, the poor man reap more woe. The rich man dies, goes to heaven. Where does a poor man go, Lord? Where does a poor man go? Shot me a rich man in Brunswick, spent his money in Jacksonville. I woke up this morning in the county jail. I ain't even got a dollar bill, Lord, didn't even have a dollar bill. I had to leave old Lumber City, Lord, I had to shake that town. Rise above that trouble and all that rubble and take me a look around. The sheriff up in Brunswick, wrote sheriff in Jacksonville. Told him about my time on the chain gang, told him about the man I killed, Lord, told him about the man I killed. They tried me early this morning, sentenced me 3:30. They said, big boy, before the sun goes down, gonna hang you from a big old tree, Lord, hang me from a big old tree. Some people born to money, just some people born to woe. Everybody's born to live and die. Don't matter how you go, Lord. Matter how you go.
Skaba messed up. She queued up the record, but she didn't have the arm down. She was so excited.
This cell is small and filled with gloom, and down the hall lies that awful room where I'll go from death row, from death row. Still the roses bloom and the robins sing that my life is doomed. Don't stop the spring winds that blow, chill me so on death row. The night is darkest just before dawn, but the dark can't hide the fact my
I know my time is gone. I've got to go from death row, from death row. Footsteps echo down the hall. The man in black has come to pay his last call. The clock ticks on. At last I know my time is gone. I've got to go from death row, from death row, from death row.
I really screwed up that one, didn't I?
It was
I had
funny.
It queued up for a long time and like realized I got so upset because I realized we're running out of time.
We're running out of time. We got to go, got to go on death row. No, so. I think you would agree. I hope I don't say too much now, but I prefer to have a few more shows that are not so long. I think the first episode was an hour and a half. It was endless. It was fun because once we start doing this thing, we can hardly stop, but we have to force ourselves to so we can play some more records. And this
and
was
a pretty funny set because he played one of the most clear, loudest, beautiful records, and I just played one of the
equally beautiful but horribly hammered records.
Hammered and maybe,
but I think there is still some dirt in the grooves. The same with the Rhinoceros record that I played before. In the middle of the song, there was just an extreme hissing, and I could see it that there was just disgusting stuff in the middle that sounded bad. And that, I guess,
anyway,
it's the same.
This
here.
Was my holy grail for this show.
Exactly, the holy grail of the day
on Lynn Records, Gainesville, Texas, Death Row, Doodle Duncan.
Yeah.
And I was so excited to find this. It was obviously a G minus copy. But
G plus or something.
Plus is pushing it. It's a G. Let's say that. It's a meet in the middle.
Yeah.
But I don't care. It's just one of my favorite
records. That's a must have. So. We are actually looking for another record on Lynn. So in case this show might even help us if somebody has a copy. Buck Griffin, who I don't like much with this mum stuttering papa.
But this is nothing like that.
Nothing like that. If you ever heard Code Cheese by Buck Griffin on Lynn, we cannot find a copy of that anywhere. If you have one, let us know. We're not going to pay much money, but we want it anyway.
We can do trades even. Or
what do we have to trade with?
Some tacos.
Tacos. Yeah, you can eat tacos for free here in Leipzig. By the way, speaking of, we're in Germany here. Sorry for my German accent. We are broadcasting from the town of Leipzig in Germany, if somebody wonders.
We're running out of time.
I wanted to do overtime, actually. Already, but as usual. I wanted to do a Tommy Fail special because I have 3 45s by Tommy Fail that are all great. And I think I have no time for that, but I'm going to just start with one of them. Ball and Chain, just great. And after that, I think we're going to play the last record of the day. So see you. No, shall we just say goodbye then?
Never say goodbye. See you next time.
We're going to make another episode. I think I'm sure we forgot to say something important. Before I did the show, I thought, I need to mention this. I have no idea what it was. Anyway, what is your last record?
I'm not sure yet. Play yours.
Okay.
I have to decide.
Okay, we don't decide.
I'm a laying in a cold, cold jailhouse, just dreading for that sun to rise. Cause I gotta make 8 on a rock top with a hammer about twice my size. Now you freeze when it's cold and raining, and you sweat when the sun gets hot. But the man says, keep on a swinging that hammer, boy, give it everything you got. 99 years is a long, long time. Big walls around me, too high to climb. Life ain't worth living in so much pain. I'm tied forever to a ball and chain. Now this was all brought on by a woman who just swore that she loved me true. Everything that she wanted, she always got. But I was looking through the eyes of a fool. I went over one night from a hard day's work. There was a big car parked at her door. They both made a run, but they didn't get far because I shot them with my .44. 99 years is a long, long time. Big walls around me, too high to climb. Life ain't worth living in so much pain. I'm tied forever to a ball and chain. So here's where I'll spend my lifetime. I gotta pay for this wrong that I've done. I know it was bad, but she caused it all by just a-cheating and having her fun. Oh, I wish to the Lord that she'd never been born, then things wouldn't be this way. But I'd rather be making my time in jail than where she's making time today. 99 years is a long, long time. Big walls around me, too high to climb. Life ain't worth living in so much pain. I'm tied forever to a ball and chain.
Too much talking, that's what she said. Scala is grumpy because we end the show now.
I want to play more music, but we have to do all this talk, which is I enjoy it, it's fine.
Do you really enjoy that?
Yes.
Some people told me that I talk too much. I don't have the song called I Talk Too Much.
I'm not saying much about that.
You're not saying much. You play your last record now. What is it? Again, this Don is, Sargent.
Yeah, I'm doing Don Sargent again. St. James Infirmary, which there are lots of versions of St. James
like
Infirmary.
5 million.
And not all are good, I have to say.
It's a song that has a potential to get on everybody's nerves.
Yeah, but this version I really like a lot. And yeah. So I thought I'd end the show with this.
What is this label on? That looks weird. What is this? World Pacific.
Hyper-tally.
The Terrific Pacific.
World Pacific Records.
I could play something on Atlantic now, but I don't. by the way, before, yes. Yeah. Ball and Chain, Tommy Fail, that was on Knob. Who cares? Here is
More
our
talking.
Last song. Goodbye. Enough talking. Here it is.
I was down to the St. James Infirmary. And I saw my baby there. She was laid out on a long white table. She was so cold, so white, and so bare. When I die, I want you to bury me in my high top stairs and hat. And lay a $20 gold piece on my watch chain. Tell the boys I'm standing pat. I want 6 crap shooters for Paul Barrett. A chorus girl to sing me a song. I want a jazz band in my first wagon, just to resell as we roll along.
Wow, the St. James Infirmary Blues, that was it was. It is such, that is definitely the by far the best version of that song. And now enough talking. Goodbye.